получу ответы, сделаю шаг в бесконечное лето, лето, лето. Путнику в путь, усталому уснуть, вспомнить о том, что ж... Кто-то тебя любит, именно тебя, именно тебя, именно тебя. Светлым коромыслом ликует земля, и под нашими ногами крутится сама себя. Красивые лица, счастливые лица, радость в каждом сердце, теплится и тится, радуется все кругом после слез Творца, радуется солнце, радуются небеса. И путнику в путь, усталому уснуть, вспомнить о том, что жизнь это круть, даже в этом мире после дождя. Кто-то тебя любит, именно тебя, именно тебя, именно тебя. Цветным коромыслом ликует земля, и под нашими ногами крутит сама себя.
All right, I think we got back on the air, so I'm going to go back just a minute and play that song that I was about to play as soon as the stream sort of had a little snafu. We're going back to the Creep song written by and at Goat Camp, and here we go, take two.
What's happened here started out as a joke in a van a couple of months ago. But the most glorious thing about it is you keep making the same joke, eventually it comes true. And we wrote a song in the true spirit of fun that we'd like to share with you. And somewhere there's a second set of lyrics. Otherwise,
he's coming.
Yeah, my handwriting's pretty bad. Go Cab! Thank you for being here! And we hope to set up similar things, not just in rainbows, but in. We want to. We'd love to do.
I'm a proud owner of you.
always just be yourself when you're in Goat Camp.
Yeah!
You're in Goat Camp. Some people drink Coke. Some people drink tea. Some people drink mezcal. What I drink is free. One person's waste is an eyeless liquid gold. I've got something brewing. Let's hear it for urine. 'Cause I drink tea.
So that was I Drink Pee by Goat Camp. At Goat Camp, for Goat Camp, around the Goat Camp fire, in front of the Goat Camp sacrificial altar.
Oh, here we go again. Look, you want me to be honest, or you want me to go along with the program?
Go ahead.
Okay, let her rip. I just think a mock human sacrifice is the most disastrous, unbelievable image for them to put out to the world about the rainbow gathering. And, you know, it's like, it's important how people perceive us. You know, we want to turn people on to love, and you know, those guys love each other, and that's the important thing. We love being in goat camp, but, you know, to do that, it could send the wrong message.
You haven't even heard what the sacrifice was.
No, I haven't, but all we had to do is say it out loud one time on the radio, and it's out there, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I warned you.
So on the full moon, we made our sacrificial altar. We took like three long tree trunks and we stripped the bark off of them and we planted them in the shape of a chalice, an upside down triangle. And then we took a bunch of white masks and we painted them all kinds of different tie-dye colors and black and white colors and just different abstract colors. And then we had our volunteer, who was an 18-year-old young American brother who was at his second gathering, and he volunteered to be the sacrifice. And we had a shibari master, you know, like an expert at tying knots and ropes and doing suspensions and stuff like that. So we had them tie and bind him to this upside-down triangle pole that we had. And then
I can see it on the cover of a national magazine. Thank you.
Oh, we aren't submitting the pictures to the cover of a national magazine, although he got some really good pictures.
Good people, though. Very good people. With the right
I'm describing a piece of art to you.
I know.
If you can't tell the difference between a real human sacrifice and a mock human sacrifice, look for the dead body.
Yeah, that's one way you can tell.
So we built a little fire under his feet so that it tickled his feet a little bit. And we did the fire very nicely on a metal plate without any, you know, bits of dirt or rubbish in the fire. It was burning very clean ash, you know, and we had a cow skull because there were cows at the gathering and there were all kinds of cow bones and stuff laying around the field. So we took a cow skull and we placed it in front of the altar with a candle in it. And we tied bones to him all up and down his body so that he looked like a skeleton bound naked, tied to the altar with a fire under his feet. This isn't getting any better for you, is it?
I know. Well, I can tell already as soon as you said that. Like, people aren't even aware. We love Burning Man. Burning Man is so cool. We feel high. We feel close at Burning Man. But you know what? The Burning Man was about human sacrifice. I don't know if you're aware of that. They used to put live people inside of there and burn them up.
That is adorable. No, they did not. The Burning Man was an effigy of Larry Harvey's girlfriend who broke up with him out on the beach in San Francisco. He took this first effigy, and they told him to go make an effigy of your girlfriend and burn it in the fire so that you can just like have catharsis with this broken relationship. And he came back sniffling and said he couldn't make one of her, so he made one of himself. And he put it in the fire. You can ask Barry Plunker about that story. He was there, and that's how he tells it, at least.
That's history being made. No, in ancient times, the pagan people did that, especially if they had a bad harvest. They were trying to please the gods, so they would make that. And
yes, but the Wicker Man and the Burning Man are not the same thing. The Burning Man is a piece of art.
I know. It's a little hard to tell, though, when those angry Puritans with those flaming torches and the pitchforks are coming at you.
Ah, good. You got me back on track with the story. So the torches. So we had nine torches that were wrapped in T-shirts and dipped in lamp oil, and we lit them up. And so we took a parade with flaming torches out to the main bonfire because it was full moon night. And so there was like over 1,000 people around the giant bonfire in the center of the gathering, the sacred fire, and they were singing and dancing and getting wild under the moon. And then we came out there with our torches and our masks on, so we looked like these mysterious hooded figures. And we came, or like masked figures with like cloaks on and torches. And so we came up to the fire and we were doing a song that is one of those songs that takes a parade and turns it into a bigger parade and gets people to come and follow. And so we circled around the fire a couple times. People could see us coming. Some people were like, oh no, God, it's the goats. And other people were like, go camp. And so we led like 150 people back to the sacrificial altar where they turned the corner and saw this boy naked and bound to the stake with bones all over his body and a fire at his feet. We were aiming to shock a little bit, but not to anger. So last year in Bulgaria, they did a similar piece of art where they tied one of our campmates naked upside down to a pole and
brought
her to the fire.
That's not art.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Art. Just like that rap music about killing people is not art. You know, something's putting that out there to make people hate us. I'm sorry. Not a single person that saw this hated it.
It was, I hate to be contradictory, but it was incredibly beautiful. It was all done with such reverence, and the person that volunteered for it that was up there had an amazing time. And we talked a lot about comfort and consent before getting him up there, and we had our fail safes for if he needed to come down, here's how you get down the rope really quickly. And we had two people watching him at all times to make sure that he was safe and comfortable.
I'm sure. I have nothing against the people that did this. They're just trying to find the magic, you know, the time. Touch the elements like the ancients did. That's all they're trying to do. They're not trying to hurt anybody.
And we didn't hurt anybody. In fact, we had long conversations about whether to bring it to the main fire or not, and we ultimately decided not to bring it into the center space because we didn't want necessarily somebody being confronted by it that wasn't trying to come over to goat camp. Like there might be children or there might be somebody in the influence of psychedelic medicine.
There might be one person with a camera that sends it to all the news places. For God's sake. You know, how it would make us, I don't know, I don't even want to give anybody any ideas, but I turned a flag right side up one time for the same reason. I thought, oh my God, they're going to come in here and see this giant flag hung up, you know, 40 feet high with a rip in the middle and it's upside down and it's got an anarchist thing sprayed on it. They could take that.
Rainbow doesn't have that kind of image in the rest of the world, though. It's honestly not something like the same way that we have to be paranoid in the United States. They write glowing articles about these vegans that come out and sing together before dinner. Like, it's really not the same. Also, we didn't have journalists there at midnight on the full moon. Like, that's our ceremony. And either way, like, I'm telling the world right now because this was a silly piece of art and I'm not scared of talking about it. Like, it wasn't a real cult, like, ritual. It was a pretend cult ritual of which we have had many.
I believe you.
If I had a nickel for every fake satanic ritual. If I had a nickel for every fake satanic ritual there was at Burning Man and people don't. If it was that easy to hoax a journalist and then get a story across the world, then I would do it once a month. But that's not exactly how easy it is.
It's hard to explain where I'm coming from, but I'll try. It's not that I think these people are bad or what they're doing is so bad. It's that, you know, the hippies, the peace thing, it is such a powerful thing. It's like dynamite. It's not just a little thing. It's very, very powerful. So powerful that the powers that be had done everything they can to slow it down, mess it up, make it look weird. You know, we are fighting a religious war. It's a religious war between without the religion. It's about people that think people are good versus
people who think people are bad. Ourselves in creative and radical ways is part of that movement.
No, that hasn't worked for us. That hasn't worked for us. It's made people not join us, not listen to us. You know, I don't like Abby Hoffman going up there with his pig's head on a platter and a naked lady walking into a courtroom. That was
well, for better or for worse, Abby Hoffman is part of the tapestry that created this movement. I mean, if Pie Man hadn't been there putting the face in the pie of Phyllis Diller and the mayor of New York City and all of the politicians that he did, like, that is also how you get coverage, and
that's
good.
Well,
that
part wasn't so bad, but to put a pig's head on a platter implies that you're going to kill policemen. It's pretty obvious, you know, and it was there to shock, and it was in the middle of
this book. But I'm not talking about threatening police here. I'm not.
I know you're not.
Like, you're conflating things that aren't
related.
I'm just
saying that some things make people not listen to us, and what we're all saying is so important. You know, what the goats are saying is important about liberty. You know, we want people to listen to them. We want people to listen to us. And when
but what we were trying to say, you're not listening to right now, right? Like, what GOAT did across the world in Turkey is not something that affects whether people listen to you when you talk to somebody on Hate Street about homeless people and drums and we love you. Like, if I hadn't told you that we just did that, you wouldn't have known it in the first place. There's nothing about the 300 people that witnessed this incredibly bizarre piece of art that is going to hinder the hippie movement across the world. All it did was show what we can do if we start with an interesting, flippant idea and then just, like, take 50 people and work for a day on something exquisite and bizarre.
It may be interesting and flippant, but it makes us look like crap. It really does. It makes us look with what everybody's been trained to hate for 1,000 years. And, you know, it's not that those people are bad. It's just that That's a bad strategy politically. It's been a bad strategy.
It's not a strategy. We're not making a political point.
We're doing
art. I'm not
talking about
art.
You only. I'm talking about the whole thing. You know, the Harry Potter thing. All these young women thinking they're witches now. You know, that doesn't help
Wait,
people.
Wait, I'm
to
not
hear
sure
us.
Where you're going with this, but we're not straying away from the Rainbow Gathering. I'm not talking about Harry Potter on this show.
Right. I'm talking
here,
about how.
Come look at this picture. Tell me this isn't beautiful. This was our art. There's no blood there. And there was not a single ideologue there. We were a bunch of... Yeah, on Mutiny Radio. This is a radio station for anarchists and pirates where we can say the fuck word. Like, what are you worried about?
Fuck word doesn't hurt anybody, but
neither
did
this piece of art.
Portraying us as those they've been trained to hate does hurt people. It does
we're
hurt
not
us.
Portraying us. We're portraying my camp was portraying our one camp at that one gathering.
But you're already telling me it's all over Europe. They do this stuff.
No, I'm telling you that my one group of friends, my 30 or 40 friends, have taken this camp to several rainbow gatherings, and at this gathering we did this piece of performance art.
I'd like to see some of your others that are probably really good.
Well, I've been playing the music that was at our camp all show, and I will play another song right now.
There's a lot of creativity there, a lot of passion. That's very important.
Here, let's play a song from the open mic at Goat Camp. This is a guy that always had a Jaws harp, and he could do amazing things with this instrument.
I'm glad we didn't have to get out the boxing gloves. I'm sorry, I'm old. I get away with saying things.
Just buying time till my guitar player is arriving. Right. What's your name, brother?
Nico.
All right, what's your name? All right, what's your name? Are we gonna keep going for all the... All
right, thank you.
so. Whatever come up, I just go. I just wanna go with the flow. Not always, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just know that I'm fun, I'm happy, I'm one, I'm unity. And bear with me. Please bear with me. Cause sometimes we get lost, and I know that it can be very frustrating, but I know that this fate is waiting, and your destiny is very good, my child. Now I know that you can fly, you just should let the wind take you so high. Oh, take you so high. Sometimes I feel like I wanna fly. Sometimes I feel like I can die. Sometimes I feel like I'm born again. Sometimes I know that I'm a fan of myself. It doesn't mean that I'm always the best, but I'm just never gonna take a rest. I'm just gonna keep on running, gonna keep on walking, gonna keep on flying. I just can't feel my wings spreading. No, I'm not waiting, because this moment is now. This moment is now. And I don't know how, but I'm just having the best time of my life. Having the best time of my life. And I wanna thank you all. And I wanna take the ground. And I wanna thank the flow. And I wanna thank the sound. And I know that I'm profound, even though that sometimes I may get out of the melody, or sometimes get out of the rhythm, but I always get out of myself, because I'm just this moment, and I'm meant to be, and it's meaningful, and it's empowering me! Where it needed to be. Thank you.
In the Portuguese rainbow, we built something which I guess was a precursor in a way, because we called it a lemon garden. It was our small camp we had there. And I wrote a song about mainly the fact that what we created was a space that it had space for everyone. The duality of this space with two fires, with trying to find balance. And to not deny anything, to just accept as much as possible. And I wrote a song. I built a lemon garden for all of my friends. Especially the ones I haven't met yet. In came the pirates and the elephants and clowns, arguing if water's wet or up is really down. Oh, I built a lemon garden just to plant a seed. Watching something growing is the thing I seem to need. While the sun is shining and the moon is almost here, and I am getting closer to her every single year. Oh, I built a lemon garden, won't you come and see? I don't have many lemons, but I'm free. I'll build a lemon garden everywhere I go. Anywhere there's someone that needs feeding. People need their lemons like the mountains need the snow. Bitterness and beauty in a wondrous yellow. Oh, I know a lemon garden we can go and play. There's coffee on the fire at the start of every day. While the world keeps turning and the heavens hold the stars, I'll be growing lemons between Jupiter and Mars. Oh, I know a lemon garden, won't you come and see? I don't have many lemons, but I'm free. Come build a lemon garden, I could use your hand. Even if you can't provide the fingers. Couple dozen lemons lying lazy in the sand. Dreaming of tomorrow on some far exotic land. I know the lemon garden doesn't have a gate. The locks are all forgotten and the keys are lost in. Oh, the pirates and the elephants, the angels and the clowns. We'll keep on chewing lemons till the earth stops turning round. Oh, I'm going to the lemon garden, won't you come with me? I don't have many lemons, but I'm free.
Wait, the pea song.
The pea song
will come later. I wonder if I can play a song. The journey that we have embarked on since we left Bulgaria, has been one of constant growth, and the family that we've traveled with, each of which brings such a beautiful part of a whole, allowing us to eventually create a space with which we can do this in, is the most beautiful thing I've ever been a part of. And the creativity inspires more and has a knock-on effect. And just the vulnerability that it gives the space for is what creates more and more connection between us. Because vulnerability is one of the most precious things. I recently started trying to learn guitar. I know about four strings and what they do. So I wrote a song on the basis of that. Called All Hail to the Roots and the Leaves. Somewhere. Take from my fingers the rings that'll linger too long for my liking. Only as holy as thee. Forfeit my shoes, I have nothing to lose. I've got reasons for feeling the healing I need in my feet. Thank you, my sisters, your brothers are listening. We'll stand for your rights and your freedom to bleed on the tree. Give me your hand, for we both understand that tomorrow is golden. All hail to the roots and the leaves. All hail to the roots and the leaves. This fire is sacred. Cannot mistake this. A song in the smoke. And it's old as the wind and the sea. Naked and fearless, age of the healers has come. It's begun, the untamable children are we. Color becomes us. To shine like the sun does. There's hope in each heart, for the dawn is its own poetry. Mountains have spoken, sleeping awoken, to dream a new dream and dance a new reality. Oh, hail to the roots and the leaves. Oh, hail to the roots and the leaves.
So that was Doom with All Hail to the Roots and the Leaves, and also his song Lemon Garden. So So next, I guess we're going to continue with some of these open mic songs. This is the piece that I did near the end of the show. Here.
Savor this moment. Remember it to tell your children and grandchildren about that crazy goat camp that started mayhem in the United States and then hopped continents to Europe and then trekked all the way across to Turkey for the first goat camp at the World Rainbow Gathering. Remember this altar, so 50 years from today, we can sit in circles in nostalgic remembrance of the time that we lit the torches and swilled our piss and bound our human sacrifice as the altar flames licked at his feet. Look forward, and also sometimes look backwards. After dinner, if all of you care to come back, I will be doing the Rainbow Origin story.
Yeah.
The story of the first Rainbow Gathering in 1972, 50 years ago. If we're still doing music and poetry here, that's beautiful. I'll take my story to the kitchen fire. But if this space is open, I would love to see you all here again after dinner. I have one more song, but first, how many of y'all know Vermin Supreme?
Yeah.
Now, it's not quite election time in the United States, but I already know that Vermin Supreme is getting ready to run for president. Vermin Supreme always runs for president. And he's a man of the people. He's the only presidential candidate that will fund time travel research so that he can go back in time and kill baby Hitler with his own hands. He is the only presidential candidate that has a zombie preparedness plan. It's an energy plan. We'll dangle brains in front of the zombies and lure them onto giant turbines like hamster wheels, so they can generate electricity from us and reduce our dependence on foreign oil and fossil fuels. He is the only candidate that promises a free pony for every person. And these ponies will help us create loads of jobs for people scooping pony poop out of the streets so that we can make beautiful, delicious fertilizer with it. Now, you will need to have your pony with you at all times. It is a federal pony identification program. So start thinking now about what you're going to name your pony. And remember, when Vermin becomes president, you all will have to start brushing your teeth. But don't look so scared. It's not about the mandatory toothbrushing laws. It's not about the secret dental police that will kick in your doors to see if you've been brushing. It is not about the harmless yet addictive substance in every tube of government-mandated toothpaste. It is not even about genetically engineering a race of winged monkeys to act as tooth fairies. No, this is about strong teeth for strong America. As you know, the United States faces a crisis of moral and oral decay in spirit and incisor. No longer can we be indentured. We must bite back. Our very salivation is at stake. Vermin Supreme is a friendly fascist. He's a tyrant you can trust. You should let him run your life, because he does know what's best for you. Vote early. Vote often. Because a vote for Vermin Supreme is a vote completely thrown away. So vote for Vermin Supreme. It's the last decision you'll ever have to make. Thank you. through the best of times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're a Don Perignon. Baby, what's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. You call it class war. I call them co-conspirators. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist. You're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour day and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone. You watched in awe at the red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. While those fireworks were exploding, I was burning that fucker and stringing my black flag high, eating the peanuts that the parties have cost you. In the backseat of your father's new Ford, you believe in the ballot, you believe in reform, you have faith in the elephant and jackass, and to you, solidarity is a four-letter word. We're all hypocrites, but you're a patriot. You thought I was only joking when I'm screaming, kill Whitey! At the top of my lungs, at the cops in their cars and the men in their suits. No, I won't take your hand and marry the state. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist. You're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour day and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone.
So yeah, that was my piece at the open mic.
Nice, nice music. Cool.
But I don't know, do you have any other questions about, like, how the rest of the gathering went?
Yeah, I wanted to hear more about your gathering in Turkey. God, that's amazing. What was the terrain like? What was there a hike in?
So the hike in was very short. You got to the parking lot, and then there was a welcome home sign, and then about a 5-minute walk to Goat Camp, and then another 5 to 7 minute walk to the main fire in the center, and then another 5 to 10 minute walk to the kitchen, and then all the camps around the edges. So there was a huge field that was like the main meadow was the bulk of the site, and then around it in the periphery and behind the tree line, there were all these little camps and neighborhoods scattered around. It was in a valley in the middle of the mountains, so we were surrounded by all these mountains.
It was beautiful.
The sun came up through like a little nook in the mountains. And so if you stayed up all night and watched the sunrise, like I did on full moon, night, you could see the light changing angles every like 5 minutes as it hit a different part of the mountains, in this little nest of them. And so it was really dramatic sunrise. On the morning of silence, I was watching the sun come up and, saw my friend, who has a harp, and he was narrating the sunrise silently, well, without words, but with his harp. And so every time the light would change, there would be another little ripple across the harp and another little chord, and played this little suspenseful kind of harpy tune right before the moment that the sun actually peeked out visible. And then everyone kind of leaned in and waited for the last little high note that he plinked when the sun actually came up.
Oh, that sounds very magical. That's what the gathering... happens at the gathering.
And then after the sun came up, there were a whole bunch of people that started rushing after the sunbeams and trying to catch them, because like most of the gathering was in the shade still, and then just a couple of beams were like shooting across the field. And there were a couple of guys that took out their prayer mats and faced the mountains, which was east where the sun was rising, and they started doing their morning prayers. And there was a whole flock of sheep that was passing by in front of them. So it was like the Muslim morning prayer to a huge congregation of sheep and mountains and the rising sun. It was super picture perfect.
Timeless. Mm-hmm. Could have been 100 or 1,000 years ago, probably.
Well, they were sheep on a farmland, so a limited amount of timeless, but still, yeah, very much so. There was a flock of sheep on that site, and there were also cows all over the place. So one of the jobs that we had to do was keep the cows out of our compost pit and keep the cows away from tents. Mm. And so every now and then you'd see a cow trying to stick its nose into a tent, and you just run away from the fire yelling at them, "Hey, cow, go away, cow." We had a chihuahua at our camp named Chico that loved chasing cows with us. "Oh, are we chasing cows now? Let's go, guys."
Oh, that's really cute. Mm-hmm. I hope you got videos of some of these things.
No, you know, Rainbow's not really very video and photo friendly most of the time.
They're not friendly. It's just we're in the moment, you know.
They're also not friendly towards them. Like, it's a tradition to not really have open photography or videography at the Rainbow Gathering because it's the church and people don't like seeing that. And also some people feel like they're at risk of surveillance if too many people have cameras out. Sometimes at special moments, people will pull out the cameras or if they don't feel like playing by the rules or whatever. And there's a lot of consensual photography that happens at Rainbow.
You have to
ask. And it's not super common to take, lots and lots of pictures. I don't know if I got any of the cows or the sheep. I usually didn't have my phone charged because when you're in the woods for a month, it's hard to keep phone not dying.
Well, they do have solar phone chargers, though.
I know. I've had them before. Difference. Those things are very, very slow charging. It doesn't really charge your phone up the way that you need to use it. It's enough to make an emergency call after like a whole day of charging.
Gee.
They're not. Those aren't the best, but it doesn't matter because most of us put our phones away except at very specific things. Like once in a while, maybe if I wake up early in the morning and nobody's awake yet, I'll take a couple of pictures of like the camp and the beautiful things that we've put together without faces in the picture and stuff. Sometimes we'll do a group photo. We have a beautiful photo of like everybody at Goat Camp on one of the last days we were all together, and that was awesome. I'm gonna put on another piece by Doom. This is another one from our open mic at Goat Camp. At least I think I am.
When I counted all my demons, so there was one for every day. With the good ones on my shoulder, I drove the other ones away. So if you ever feel neglected, if you think that all is lost, I'll be counting up my demons, yeah. Oh, and everything's not lost. When you thought that it was over, you think that all is lost, I'll be counting up my demons, hoping everything's not lost, singing out, oh, 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 yeah. Sing out, yeah. Scream out, yeah. Everything's not lost. Sing out, yeah. Sing out, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Scream out, yeah. Everything's not lost. Come on, yeah. Sing out, yeah. sing out, yeah. Scream out, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing out, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's not wrong.
Hi. I wanted to share a song with you guys, but I realized I don't know a complete song. I know only half songs, you know. So I picked the one that's really short. So here goes. Okay. Boom is behind the world ahead.
Yeah.
And there are many paths to tread through shadows to the edge of night until the stars are all alive. Mist and shadow, cloud and shade, oh, so fade. Oh,
another first one, thanks to the goat camp. Maybe some of you saw the goat camp months ago in the Bulgarian Rebo. It was total chaos, mess, 15 minutes maximum, I can stand it. And thank you for the transformation, it's amazing. I choose this place for my wedding because I saw how people, how space can change. Wow, thank you.
running through the yard, I'm a bad
Hello. Hey. I'm Finch. And I want to thank you for building this goat camp and exceeding my wildest expectations. I always like to use the analogy that the United States Rainbow Gathering and the World Rainbow Gathering are like two sides of the yin-yang in terms of Shanti, unity, community, and in terms of rowdy, adventurous individualism and creativity. But I didn't find out until this gathering that we actually have a dot on both sides of the yin-yang. Because in the United States Rainbow Family, now we have a World Rainbow Family Village, where we can bring a small pocket of this Shanti world energy into the United States big gathering. And now, on the other side of the world here in Turkey, we have built the other dot and brought the fun and laughter into this beautiful gathering. I'm going to play one song, and some of you might have heard me play it around camp. And this is a song I wrote after the Columbia gathering in 2019. It's based on the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, but it's really based on the Union Solidarity song that was written afterwards. And this is a tribute to Rainbow. If you know the chorus, please sing along. When the call to join together with all families on the earth is delivered in a howdy, folks, with love and joy and mirth. It's time for world peace to have another brand new birth, for the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, the rainbow makes us strong. When the tramps and doves and hippies go into the woods to pray, there can be no greater love than meditation for a day. And when the cops clamp down on us, we ohm the pigs away. For the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The rainbow makes us strong. Though we draw our population from the dregs of Babylon, we unite in public space to join our voices in a song. We invite all freaks and peaceniks, circle up and sing along, for the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever. Dig the shit pits and who light the fires we burn, who clean the cigarette butts for the folks who still won't learn. The jobs in Rainbow Land are up to us, and it's our turn to help the rainbow make us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The rainbow makes us strong. All the forest the tree pigs control is ours and ours alone. We the people have the power of assembly on our own. The rights we hold are permanent, not merely just alone. For the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Call us agitators, and the hassles never cease. They pretend there's criminality in prayer and free speech. They talk incarceration while we circle up for peace. But the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The rainbow makes us strong. Come from all the colors, all the races and the creeds. We will be known by our actions, by our words and by our deeds. So from every town and hop out, over land and sea we speed to help the rainbow make us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity.
ant amoeba, typhoid, COVID, E. coli. There's mosquitoes in my britches, and mi sopa es un fly. I'm filtering my water and just trying not to die. But the rainbow makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The rainbow makes us strong. What began as just a vision back in 1972 has grown past Colorado, round the globe, and past Peru. So with next year in Nepal, it's all up to me and you to help the rainbow make us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The rainbow makes us strong. The
tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
John Wessick here. I have a new poetry collection on Amazon. Here's the title poem, The Shaman in the Library. Naked except for a loincloth, ritual scars and streaks of red clay, he attends the staff meeting, bowl haircut, back straight, face impassive. Why is he here? No one knows. Since the library opened, he's pushed the loaded book cart and replaced Suzanne Summers and Gwyneth Paltrow in the diet and exercise section. Trembling patrons pay late fees promptly when he stands by the circulation desk. A few parents complain their teenagers shadow him, chasing rumors of hallucinogenic ayahuasca vines hidden in the botany section. And after the singed carpet incident, management forbade cooking fires. No more fresh rabbit meat, only packets of microwaved cassava. He pricks his fingertip at shift's end and fills out his timesheet with human blood. It's a good life. His employer provides health insurance and a retirement plan. But when the wild parrots come to strip fruit from nearby trees, he remembers the land of his birth, his vision quest, fasting to the point of death, and how his spirit animal came to him. He remembers inhabiting the jaguar's body, its savage strength, and the power he gained, power to take life and heal. Free from culture and convention, he hunted at night, the heart-pounding chase, the taste of wild boar's blood.
I was really just cool, leaving the theater.
Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glass.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising that Cadillac 92. On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total fan of Laurie Sterling's voice is absolutely right. I am Teddy Bellis, an adolescent. And I will cut
the Blake. Henry! Yeah, Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjuro. A sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a Folsom Leather Bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters are broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Got the mutiny radio. Got the mutiny radio. Got mutiny radio, my friend. Got mutiny radio. Got mutiny radio. Got mutiny radio, my friend.
Have you heard of subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
October 9th through 16th, 2022. The 7th Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival is coming to you, San Francisco and beyond. So many venues this year. Atlas Cafe, Madame Race Car, the